Amen. Please sit down. So Isaiah then moves on. So we've done the God, our Creator, Sustainer, and all of those things. We've moved on to look at the next bit of Isaiah with that request to be God's witnesses to the ends of the earth. Lynn's going to come and read part of the next section of Isaiah to us. Just a couple of verses that Lynn is going to read, verses 18 and 19. As she's reading, what I want you to do is to listen carefully for what's going on. Okay, I'm going to ask you a question about it in a minute. Listen carefully to what's going on, because it seems to me that perhaps in this next section we have a bit of a shift in emphasis. Okay, so listen carefully as Lynn reads.
The Lord says, do not cling to events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Watch for the new thing I am going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now. I will make a road through the wilderness and give you streams of water there.
Thank you, Lynn. So what do you think about those words? What was it that in those couple of verses that Lynn read that might get our attention in a slightly different way to what we've been thinking about already? What was the general theme behind those words that Lynn read to us? Lakeith's looking really confused. Okay. I'm just looking for one word that summarizes where the Lord says, I'm doing, I'll give you a clue, a new thing. Did somebody say change? Who said that? Lynn, change in the church? Surely not. Change in our lives? I don't think we're so good at change sometimes, are we? Just generally speaking, okay? You know, situations around us, we like to know where we're at and what's going on, don't we? Come on, be honest with me. Work with me here. Yeah, that's true, isn't it? And then something shifts. Something changes. And we're not quite so sure about it. You see, in Isaiah 43, this new thing that God was going to do was about comforting and encouraging and blessing his people. Now, anybody here who would turn away from the opportunity of feeling comforted and encouraged and blessed, even if that meant something had to change? Well, like I said earlier on, we wouldn't do it, would we? It doesn't make sense to resist things that are good for us. God's people, in this part of Isaiah 43, they needed comforting because other people and situations around them were making their life pretty hard. They were away from the place that God wanted them to be. They weren't able to worship God as freely as God would like them to do. But God had this word for them. I am doing a new thing. Yes, things are going to change. I'm doing a new thing. Those words were fine because they needed to know encouragement. They needed to believe that all that God had in store for them was good. They would have needed to move to a different place. Things were going to be different. Things were going to look different. Things were going to feel different. Things were going to be better than what they had been before, perhaps. They needed to be encouraged, just the same as we do, when things around us look or feel different. They needed this reminder that God knew what he was doing. That everything that God was about at that particular time, he knew what he was doing. He wanted them to remember all that God had done in the past, yes, but not cling to things that left them in that place, but to journey on with God, to the new, to the vibrant, to the fresh expression of everything he was giving to them. So this is a really important part of Isaiah 43. But I said just now that I wonder how easily we adapt to change when things are going on for us. What I want you to do is just to talk to the people around you just for a few minutes. Think about the things that are going on in your life right now. Okay, things that are perhaps different, things that feel different. It might be about church, it might be about school or work or whatever it might be. Just think about the things that are changing and talk to each other about how you feel about that. Okay, does that make sense? Yeah, just for a few minutes.